Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2023, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summits. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
Well, hello, ladies. I am back. And this time I have with me Natasha Robinson. You are going to love her to pieces. Natasha is going to be talking about dreams and manifesting. Her talk is Walk in Your REM Sleep, Ladies Learning to Dream Again and Manifest Their Destiny. Welcome to the program, Natasha.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. It is a pleasure to be here.
It's a delight to have you. Thanks for making time. I know you're a busy woman, so we're really glad that you were able to make time to be here on International Women's Day to celebrate the women in our lives. Super excited to get into this topic. But before we do, tell us how you became so passionate about dreams and manifesting.
Well, like so many other people, I was researching, you know, how to get a good night's rest because my mind was always, you know, working and thinking and processing. And I came across this article that talked about the different stages of sleep. And one of the stages was called the REM sleep. And this is where, you know, your body is more relaxed and you get your mental rejuvenation and emotional processing. But this is also the stage where your dreams occur. And what was interesting about the article is that it stated only 20% of adults actually reach this stage of sleep. So I had an aha moment. And I said, you know, I'm no longer dreaming. So not just while I'm sleeping, but I realized that I was no longer dreaming while I was awake because I had become complacent with my life and it was keeping me up at night. Now, ladies, type in the chat, I identify if you can understand, you know, where I was. So I knew that I had to make some quick transformational changes in order to get back to dreaming again, manifesting my destiny, and walking in my purpose.
I love it. Well, you got one I identify, and I'll raise my hand. I identify. That is definitely true for me. All right. So, well, let's get into it. What's the first step?
Well, see, before we jump into the three transformational strategies, this is to help jumpstart your dream journey and understanding, ladies, that it is a process, you know, to get back to dreaming again. Now, let me be clear, okay, about the dreaming part. So I'm not talking about those of you that are dreaming about becoming millionaires by winning the lottery, right? If that's you, that's great. Love you the same. But I'm more focused on all of my ladies who feel they still have, you know, more they want to accomplish and achieve and pursue. But overall, you know, life has happened, whether it's kids, spouses, you know, careers, illness, viruses, right? Whatever that has caused you to put your dreams on hold. And, you know, when you think about it, your life has been fulfilling up to this point, but you still feel you have more that you want to do, you know, you want to walk in your purpose. And so now you're feeling ready to focus on yourself, but you just need a little bit of help seeing your vision again and finding your purpose and manifesting your destiny. So I do have three transformational strategies to help jumpstart your dream journey. And that first strategy.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so you guys crack your notebooks. We're going to start taking notes. All right, what's strategy number one?
Yeah, so strategy number one is mindset shifting because we must change the way that we think. We also need to change our belief system. Sometimes we have to change our environment. So ladies, you can't have new dreams with an old mindset, right? So the process starts, you know, from within. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you have the ability to shape your own destiny. And sometimes you have to change your environment, but also get rid of those toxic relationships that you might have, whether it's family, friends, coworkers, strangers, anyone that is bringing negative conversation or negative energy, anyone that's distracting you from your goals and sabotaging your journey. Now, sometimes that can include you, right? So raise your hand if you know that sometimes we self-sabotage, right?
Absolutely.
And you have to remove those negative characteristics about yourself. And
if you self-sabotage, put, I do that in the chat box. And for those of you who aren't typing that, you're lying to yourselves. No, I'm just kidding. But
Yeah, we self-sabotage.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. When we don't believe in ourselves, knowing that there's something we can do, but we will allow anything to change our mind about how we feel, we self-sabotage. And we also have to, you know, get rid of those toxic relationships. Now, I do understand, you know, sometimes we can't get rid of some people completely, but what you can do, you can limit the access that they have to you. So you have to think about it. You need to operate in your necessary boundaries. This is where you set the limits, and you only limit those certain access, you know, certain people to have limited access to you. So I know sometimes, you know, when we cut out other people in your life, you don't want to offend someone, or you don't want to make them angry.
It's true. Like, you're like, I just can't do this much. Right. And that's what healthy boundaries are. Is that right? And actually, Crystal nailed it in the chat box. Healthy boundaries. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you think about it, when you set boundaries, only those people that can no longer benefit from your new mindset will have an issue with your boundaries. Right. So So think about it, you know, you want limited access, type in the chat, access denied. That's sometimes you have to say access denied, right?
So, that's funny.
Yes.
I'm actually living that today a little bit. I actually put an out of office email on my email today because I was like, I'm busy. I'm doing this big event with nearly 100 women, right? And my email's blowing up today. And it's like, okay, well, what do you want to say?
Set those boundaries.
You can only do so many things right now. Just absolutely.
Now, still part of that mindset shifting is also like visualizing your dream. And I know everyone's heard of like the vision boards, but I'm also a big fan of, you know, like writing in your journal, saying, you know, positive affirmations. And what they say, you know, write it down and make it plain. So you want to write out your vision. You want to also say things out loud. To me, the critical piece of mindset shifting is daily positive affirmations. I can tell you, I am my own cheerleader, right? I'm my own hype man. So, you know, I write the story, I'm reading it, I'm editing the story that I tell myself about myself, right? So we have to practice uplifting yourself daily. So that is the first strategy, is mindset shifting.
Okay. So let's shift that mindset. Strategy number one is shift the mindset, which I'm all about, because people try, I've said on an earlier track that people try the change thing. Like, I need to change. Nobody wants to change. Why don't we just shift a little bit? Shifting is possible, right? I just want to nudge myself a little down the road here. So yeah. Okay. I love it. So shift that mindset. And I'm all behind that. I have a whole TED talk on that. Go ahead. Strategy number two.
Number two. So once you've incorporated that strategy number one, you know, this is where you become more relaxed, right? Mentally rejuvenated, mindful, focused. And this, ladies, this is the beginning of your REM sleep. So this is the beginning of your dream journey. So when you jump to strategy number two, it is accountability. Now, you know, we have to make sure that we hold ourselves accountable for this journey that we're starting. And I feel the best way that you can hold yourself accountable is to create action plans, but you want to also create like some aligned goals, aligned actions, actionable goals, right? That's tied to your purpose and tied to your destiny. The goals need to be attainable, relevant, measurable. So set some milestone goals. And when you think about it, if you want to start a business, you need to start with getting an LLC, right? This is a process. This is something that's measurable. If you want to bake cakes, then you need to buy cake pans, right? So this is relevant and it's attainable. So whatever it is that you want to do, you need to make sure you write out your goals, and they have to match your end goal, right? And as you reach each one of those goals, check it off the list, and celebrate all wins. Every goal, every milestone, I give you permission to celebrate yourself. You know, type in the chat, I celebrate myself, right?
Oh, I'm doing that.
Yes, absolutely. When you think about it, no one can celebrate you like you. No one's more excited for me than me, right? So celebrate all wins, big or small.
Sometimes I have trouble with that. Like there's times where my co-host, Ginny Trask, who is amazing. She's also one of the hosts on this summit, and she is in the back channel solving problems all over the place right now. I finish a summit, I'm like, okay, what's next? You know, and she's like, you just did a summit with nearly 300 women. Can you just celebrate a little bit with that? You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to celebrate yourself at every milestone. And on that checklist, as you're celebrating and you're writing out your goals, please make sure you add in the goals that require you to check in on your mindset, right? Because we have to check in on ourselves. Do I still believe in myself? Am I confident that I can do this? Am I surrounding myself with all of the positive energy, or am I still holding on to these toxic people, right? That don't.
Oh my God. There was so much gold in that last 10 seconds of what you just said. Give me those questions again, because they were so delicious.
Yeah.
Do I still believe in myself? Do I still celebrate myself?
Absolutely. Do I still believe in myself? Am I confident that I can do this? Am I surrounding myself with my positive energy, or am I holding on to toxic people? What are you telling yourself? What's your positive story about yourself and your ability? You know, so you have to talk to yourself. It's your story that matters. No one else's story matters, right? Now, in that accountability, sometimes we need other people to hold us accountable. I don't know about you, but sometimes I fall short when there's nobody looking but me. So sometimes you have to have an accountability partner. And I do highly recommend that. Now, I don't recommend family and friends. You know, they love you. They're going to be on your side. But if you do, you know, if you do have to get someone, a family member or a friend, make sure that it is someone who loves you enough to support your journey, but strong enough to hold you accountable and call you out on your stuff, right? So you have to have that accountability partner.
I agree. I think accountability partners, if you just got to watch who you're with, because if they're like, oh, I didn't meet my accountability, what about you, or whatever, or I didn't meet my promises. Right. Is it just a meeting where you're having this girlfriend bitch session where you're like, I'll believe your story if you believe mine.
Right.
Or are we actually going to move forward here? At the same time, giving grace, right? Like, absolutely. Right, this week, I chose not to do any of my goals, right?
So you definitely have to do that, but you want somebody who can pull you back on track if you get off. If you're both off track, nothing will get done, right? Nothing at all. So that's my second strategy, was the accountability.
All right. Accountability is strategy number two. Strategy number one, shift your mindset. Strategy number two is accountability. Find somebody to be accountable to, ideally not a friend or family member. All right. Awesome. Would you recommend a coach that you're accountable to? Yeah.
Absolutely. You can get a coach, especially with the mindset shifting, because we don't all know how to do that. So get someone who can help you with the mindset. That's the first step for sure. Once you get your mind right, then, you know, you're going to hold yourself accountable, because now you've invested in yourself. And that's the key, investing in yourself.
All right. I love this. All right. And what's strategy number three?
So this is getting to the good part, ladies, because now we are getting into the manifestation. And so if you don't understand manifesting, basically manifesting is about syncing your mindset with your actions in order to achieve results, right? So all of these things work together. So my strategy number three is to take action. It's time for us to take action. Sometimes we have to take some risk in order to embark on this new journey. First thing you need to do, stop making excuses, right? never going to be the perfect time. You will never have enough money. Everyone will not support you. So just get started, right? Start anyway. Stop making excuses. You also need to actively work your plan. So put in the time, put in the effort that it takes to achieve your goals. We put in time and effort to do a lot of other things that does not bring us anything at the end, right? There's no end result. So we'll put in all those different, you know, times for all these different things that we want to do. But when it's time to do things that we need to do, right? Sometimes that's the hardest thing, is giving that time. Sure.
Yeah, I have a question about that. So I find that there are times where we are doing things that we want to do, right? Like, oh, I'm just going to have Netflix and chill tonight, right? But there's also times in business and in being an employee or whatever, where you need to do something and you avoid it by doing other things that you also need to do.
Right.
Like you need to, okay, so I don't want to make that sales call, so I'm going to write all these emails instead. I don't want to call my client that I think is going to fire me, so instead I will, I'll reorganize my desk, or yeah. I will, right? I don't want to do taxes, so instead I will color code my files, right? And it's these things that you can also do, but don't actually get you to where you need to be. Right. So even though you're taking action, it's got to be the right kind of action, right?
Right. That's correct. You have to prioritize. So make a list, you know, put down everything that you need to do, because all the things that you put on the list, they have to get done, but there is a certain priority. Right. So what are the top three things that you absolutely need to get done, that if you don't do these three things, your goals cannot be met? Right. So there are some things that we can do. We can push off. It's not such, you know, it's not time sensitive, or it's not, you know, high on the priority list. But you do need to prioritize, you know, your goals, your actions, you know, anything that you need to do to achieve your goals. I say block off time, right? You have to block off time every day, every week, every month, and you take your priority list and you work your list. So create a block schedule and stick to it, right? So all the things have to get done, but not all of them have to be done immediately. But have fun for sure. I wholeheartedly believe in having fun.
Thank you. I heard this one great idea, and it's inspired by, I'm just going to say, it's inspired by Esther Hicks, who's so fabulous in my world. Esther Hicks was like struggling and procrastinating on taxes. And then she made like this big white page, and she put all the things that needed to be done for taxes, like put receipts in this box and gather this and do this and all these different things that needed to get done for her to complete her taxes, the work that she needed. She doesn't do her own taxes, I'm sure. I don't know, but I'm guessing. And she made bubbles around them. All right. And then she drew them all kind of in a polka dotted place. And then as she would complete one, she'd fill it in with pink marker. And she's like, there you go. That's done now. Right. And then she was like, now it's kind of fun. Now let's see how many of these I can do. Right. And then she started doing the next one with pink marker. So she made it all fun, but it was still accomplishing the task along the way. So if you can make it fun, maybe you can incentivize yourself to do more stuff.
Yes. And a lot of people do get pleasure out of checking things off of a list. I think some people actually create a list just so they can check things off.
I have definitely done that. Somebody knows it's one of the four chemicals that are the happy chemicals. It's either dopamine or oxytocin, or there's two others. And it fills you with something really good, that checking things off a list actually is like super good. Somebody in this chat probably knows what that chemical is, but.
Right. Let us know, ladies. Let us know.
Cool. Let us know. All right. Yeah. So you have a gift for our audience, as a matter of fact. So, and we twisted your arm in the green room, and you decided to give away a totally awesome VIP gift as well, which is in addition to all the other VIP gifts. You guys have not heard about this one yet. It's brand new. If you're already a VIP, we're going to give it to you. If you're not a VIP, you're going to want to buy it just for this. So with that teaser, we're going to do the free gift first. What is the free gift?
So the free gift is the My Dream Journal, and it's for women with actionable goals. And it's just a journal for you to keep track of your goals. And once again, check them off the list. But once you get that journal, you'll be excited because I've actually added, you know, a weekly one in there, monthly for the year. So it's not just the actionable goals. You will have a planner included in that. So I'm excited about that journal that you guys can have.
This is awesome. So it is My Dream Journal for Actionable Goals. In order to get that gift, you can email our support line. That's support@voicesofwomen.com. And when you email them, you can ask them for Natasha's journal gift. All right. Natasha's journal gift. Just put that in the subject line and we will get you that gift because we don't have a link for it. And then we'll connect you with Natasha so she can be sure to get you that gift. Super fun, awesome stuff. We also are giving away a VIP gift. So talk a little bit about what the VIP gift is.
Yes. So the VIP gift is just a little bit more detail in this talk. So it is a 1 hour course. It is pre-recorded and it is called Walk in Your REM Sleep. So it is going to go over the three strategies that I talked about today, but give you a few more, you know, detailed nuggets on how to get started on your dream journey.
This is awesome. This is a masterclass, ladies and gentlemen, and she has decided to gift it to all of our VIPs. So definitely worth a couple $100 right there just to grab that. And you're going to get that and all the other bonuses and all the recordings of this amazing event. So we would love for you guys to grab VIP right now. All right. Unfortunately, we are winding down on time, Natasha. You've done an amazing job pouring into our audience. So thank you so much. Up next, we have Jennifer Takagi. She's a dear friend of mine. You're going to love her to pieces. She's going to be talking about the Spiritual Entrepreneur's 3-point blueprint to go from surviving to thriving. We definitely want you to join that. Or if there's another one that appeals to you, you have 14 to choose from. So we would love for you guys to check out all the different speakers right now. But before we let you go, Natasha, any final words for our ladies in the audience?
Yes, yes. Ladies, I want you to know that you are born into an expectation. And when you're ready to start walking in your REM sleep or fight for your dreams and manifest your destiny, just remember that Natasha told you to take it to the mat, right? Mindset shifting, accountability, and taking actions. I dare you, ladies, to dream again.
Beautifully said. Words to live by. All right, ladies, we'll see you back at the top of the hour. I'm Kimberly Crow. Cheers.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing session of the Voices of Women Summit, where our mission is to raise the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. For recordings of all sessions, plus an amazing VIP gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.